Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So once you turn middle age, I don't know if any of you guys are at the middle age mark yet. When you're at the middle age mark, you kind of start to realize you're not young anymore. And when you're young, there's always kind of like this this air of, well, nothing's going to happen to me. That just happens to old folk. Right, you know, the old people, the boomers, they're going to have all the issues. I'm still young. And in my mind, I'm still 16. I mean, I still think a fart is funny. I always will. I think Ren and Stimpy are funny. I think South Park's funny. So I still have the mentality of the average 16-year-old, who, are, by the way, are pretty smart. So I just think things are funny. But when you do get to be middle-aged, that's when you start to realize that, wait a second, you know, well, that lump could be something. Or, you know, you could have the same fate as your family members. And so I come from a family that is just ridden with diabetes and high cholesterol and cancer and heart disease. And I don't know, they have everything. Anything you can even think of, they probably have. And so when it's your time to start to face those sorts of health issues, it's not very easy. So yesterday I had to go through an endometrial biopsy. We have to make sure I don't have endometrial cancer. I'm not overly worried. I've had other cancer scares, like when I thought I had breast cancer. That was the longest 2 weeks of my life. But I am in this position right now where I am a little nervous about it, and I really hope I don't have endometrial cancer. One reason, because, you know, endometrial cancer is one of those things that is kind of, you know, can sneak up on you, not let you know what's going on, you know, until it's bad. And then the other reason why is, well, it's, you know, in my lily. I mean, you know, it's not like I could just show you my elbow and go, see, how's this cancer doing? Somebody's got to be, like, up in there all the time. And that's not really fun. You know, like my neighbor. I could go to my neighbor and say, look, you know, I had this little precancer skin thing. How does it look? You know, and I could raise my arm, whatever. He could look at it for me. I can't ask my neighbor to check my uterus lining. So it makes me a little nervous. You know, I don't like the types of cancers or medical conditions where you have to have somebody else's eyes on it all the time. But you know, we don't know, you know, right now everybody's being all positive. I get the results back in a few days. But, you know, what do you do? You know, when I had a breast biopsy and we thought I had breast cancer, and mind you, breast cancer runs in the family too, so I got to be prepared for that. You know, when you're waiting for those results, what do you do? Now, I've had patients call in to the telemedicine company I work for, and they're like, I'm nervous, I'm just twiddling my thumbs. And so here's some advice, because this is what I'm doing. Okay, number one is, don't stay home. I mean, you know, some friends, they were going out. The Smokey Joe's Cafe was in town doing their musical theater. So I'm like, yeah, let's go and, you know, let's sing. And, you know, because I'm a woman. Anyway, so you're just, you know, singing and stuff. Got my mind off of things. Next is, let's say, you know, you could think of the positive. You could be like, all right, I'm just going to positive think. There's nothing wrong. I'm going to positive think it through. But I like doing the opposite. I go, okay, just mentally prepare. So what? What if you do have something that you got to knock out of the ballpark? All right, what are you going to do? Well, first, you know, I might want to, you know, get this set up. I might want to get this set up. I might want, you know, and so for me, I'm the opposite. I like to, in my mind, just be prepared that, okay, well, if I am going to get bad news, what do I do? You know, so I'm gonna let's say I'll maybe feed the dogs a little extra. You know, I'll maybe we're thinking about adopting another animal. Maybe I'll hold off on that. Maybe I'll start investing a little bit more into their kids' future rather than my retirement fund. And I know that sounds a little depressing, but the thing is when you're working on that, it gets your mind off things. And then hopefully I get the biopsy result next week, and they go, okay, you're all clear. But this is what worries me. The reason why I've been a little bit worried is because I had to say goodbye to T-Man yesterday. Now, T-Man is my IUD. And I know I shouldn't, you never name them. Never name your IUD. Because when your IUD is gone, you start to miss them. And like, I thought T-Man was holding the fort. Now I didn't realize T-Man did not like his living conditions. He thought they were slum. And he really did not like living in my uterus and begged to leave. And so we removed him yesterday. We said goodbye to T-Man. But that's one of those things where I'm like, is everybody trying to jump ship? Is my body looking, are things in my body looking at me like I'm the Titanic? And so did T-Man go, I am getting the hell out of here. And so I do kind of worry because I don't want to be alone. So that brings me to the next point. If at all you think that, what do I do? How do I keep myself busy? Don't be alone. Be around other people. Let them talk to you. And the funny thing is, now that I'm, middle-aged, almost everybody I know has dealt with some sort of something. And they knocked it out of the ballpark. I met a firefighter who has been battling lymphoma. And it's treated. He's in remission. And he said the biggest problem with that is it could always come back. And I don't like that. And I go, well, of course not. We want to know that when we have a medical issue, we just knock it out of the ballpark. It's done. We're good. But the thing is on the flip side, none of us are free and clear. None of us are good. And so for those of us that did have a prostate issue or a breast issue or a gynecological issue or a skin issue, as long as you're keeping up with your doctor visits, you are being watched like a hawk. And so, there's that silver lining. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. I never want to be the person, the ignorance is bliss, where you're just walking around and then all of a sudden somebody goes, whoa, you got 6 months to live. Okay, that or 6 weeks, that I don't want. Because I saw that happen to my family members. They fainted, something happened, and all of a sudden they were told they were dying. No. See, that's not what I want. What I want is, all right, you got an issue, we got to deal with it. We got an issue, we got to deal with it. And then when everybody's exhausted and jumping ship, then I know, okay, all right, well, that's, when I should go to Hawaii and just kind of hang out by the beach. So I'll let you guys know, but honestly, we're all in this together. We all kind of, have to go through the waiting period. Keep yourself busy. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Love to hear them. 1-877-DOCDALLY or 1-877-362-3254. So when one of you asked about the Afghanistan medical conditions that might be coming to respective states as many of the evacuees have been coming to America, even though there's supposed to be a screening process being done, Virginia health officials, Wisconsin health officials have seen cases of measles. So obviously, when Nevada gets evacuees and any states get evacuees, I think all the doctors need to be prepped and, you know, be prepared for what we should be on the lookout. There's a lot of doctors that have never seen a case of leishmaniasis. They've never seen mumps because of our vaccine rollout, and these doctors might be younger. So when people have never seen a case, they might miss diagnose or overlook it. So the CDC did give doctors guidance on Afghanistan evacuees. We don't have any guidance on the Haitian migrants. And Haitian migrants, some of their medical issues are a little different. And so I wrote a quick little piece for medical providers just to kind of you know, be on the lookout for a couple things that Haitian migrants may have. One of the reasons why I think the CDC doesn't have a lot on there is because I don't think the CDC was expecting that Haitian migrants were going to be coming by the thousands to the United States. And so I'm sure they're going to update their guidance. And even though Jen Psaki said they're not going to stay here, Alejandro Mayorkas had said, you know, in a CNN interview with Wolf Blitzer, no, they are, you know, many are being released into the United States. He couldn't give an exact number, but some reports measure it at about maybe 5,000. There might be more. The thing with migrants and immigrants is, you know, we might be able to count the specific ones that are coming through the line, but in terms of people that are coming over, I mean, Border Patrol is overwhelmed. You know, what do they do if they're like, you know what, we just don't have time to count them? Are they going to say, hey, guys, I just want to let you know 10 snuck in. I don't know if they're going to have the time. I don't know if they have the manpower. I don't know if they see everything that's happening. So, you know, as medical professionals, it's our job to know who our patients are so we could prepare. And what we're being told is a lot of pregnant Haitian migrants are being released in America rather than being forced to go back to Haiti, which, by the way, they weren't really living in. Now, these people didn't come from Haiti per se immediately. Many people left Haiti in 2010. A lot of them relocated to Chile. And then when they had heard that Biden was reversing Trump border policies, many of them started to make the trek up. And so Haitian migrants, they sending them back to Haiti when that hasn't been their home for over a decade doesn't really seem that practical. So U.S. officials are being told are using color-coded tickets to grant Haitian migrants entry into the U.S. and are releasing many of the migrants at a gas station near the border that is used as a Greyhound bus stop. We're being told by Daily Mail that migrants with blue or yellow tickets signifying family and pregnant women, respectively, are being released. Single men with red passes and single women with green ones get deported. So you could just bet your butt right now that there's some underground market for these cards and these color-coded cards. So meanwhile, the Stripes gas station in Del Rio, Texas, has become a major point of releasing those with the blue and yellow tickets. And the business is used as a Greyhound stop for onward travel. They say large government contracted buses drop off families twice a day at the gas station. It's a busy commercial road in the middle of town. And so many migrants aren't necessarily sure of what their ticket means, but it's just one of the clusters that's going on and the lack of management that we currently have at the border. And I worry that, you know, you're separating a pregnant woman from her husband or her partner. And if the pregnant woman doesn't know where to go and she's not getting medical help, doctors in these areas, medical providers need to prepare for pregnant women that, you know, are going to need some immediate care. They're going to need some prenatal care. You got kids. You have families. And what sort of medical conditions do Haitians have? Well, we spoke about, let me get a little list here. With Afghanistan, the CDC said they were aware of tuberculosis, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, varicella, mumps, measles, and multiple conditions that Afghanistan evacuees could have. With Haitian migrants, we don't really have a lot of data. There were a couple studies I found that looked at what Haitian migrants suffer from as because they have relocated to Chile. In scientific reports, there was a study entitled Infectious and Non-Infectious Disease Burden Among Haitian Immigrants in Chile, a cross-sectional study. And they found that many Haitians have high blood pressure. A good percentage of them at a younger age have high blood pressure. So if Haitians are going to come to America and you have a 30-year-old man and, I don't know, somebody's doing kind of a halfway blood pressure check or it's just a little high, you need to realize that Haitians, maybe as a whole, might need earlier intervention with high blood pressure than others. In terms of communicable diseases, they say that there's a disproportionately higher prevalence of HIV and hepatitis B infection. They also found that many Haitian migrants have anxiety and depression. So they recommend that there is, we treat the high blood pressure, we vaccinate for hepatitis B, we are aware of HIV status, possibly intervention, retrovirals, treatment for that, and then, of course, mental health care for them. In another report entitled Health and Haitian Migrants to the Dominican Republic, they studied health and Haitian migrants to the Dominican Republic, and they said that they found a high rate of chronic infectious conditions, including HIV/AIDS, undernutrition, waterborne disease, anxiety, and depression. So, you know, the CDC did alert doctors. It was on their website. It wasn't necessarily something that I think all doctors got in an email. But clinicians need to also be prepared that if somebody is, let's say, from Haitian descent. Now, a lot of people don't want to necessarily say they were a migrant. They're not going to. In fact, I don't know if you've noticed some of the pictures at the border. People are trying to preserve their privacy because they want to come to America. They want to work. They don't want people thinking that they, you know, had to trek by foot, you know, coming up or bus or whatever. So just kind of realize that, you know, even though we are this melted pot and we have all sorts of, people from all over the world, and that's what makes America so great. When you do start to get thousands of people come into your neck of the woods, it does change the public health. Now, we don't necessarily have to call it a public health crisis if they come in. The pregnant women get taken care of, you know, somebody with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, that gets identified, it doesn't spread, but if hepatitis B, if HIV, if malaria, if tuberculosis, because there is a mosquito issue going on in New York City, if any of these migrants do have infectious disease, it does then become a public health crisis for the communities to which they're relocating. So this is something that I hope public officials are bracing for. It was nice that the CDC had some guidance on the Afghanistan evacuees, saying, guys, be on the lookout for this. But I don't think a lot of people know who's coming to their neck of the woods. It's been kind of quiet. I heard that maybe in Nevada they're getting 150 Afghanistan evacuees. You know, that doesn't make sense when there's 124,000 people coming. You'd think we'd be getting more. And also a lot of the numbers are an underestimation. But we do need the government to be very transparent. And we do need to prep for which communities they are coming to. Because if everything that we have been dealing with this whole year and a half has been public health and curbing the spread and trying to flatten a curve and, you know, all these mandates for COVID and masks and all that, if we are going to be bringing in, and the CDC has been very vocal about how there's infectious disease that comes from other countries, then we should have that same sort of passion for any of these other infectious diseases that are coming. I am for immigrants coming to America because my father was an immigrant. I'm for a legal process that's choreographed, that's managed properly, that where people get their medical screen, medical care, appropriate quarantines, are able to resettle, but not the chaos that's happening now. And you can't have the chaos that's happening at the border and this promise of, okay, yeah, you know, we're not going to keep anybody, and then they just quietly keep them without notifying public officials and notifying physicians of what to be prepared for. That's going against every sort of public health policy narrative that I know of. So I understand that it might not be a very popular headline saying, yes, we're taking in a bunch of people coming from the border, but you better let us doctors know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden called Border Patrol agents that used horses and reins to corral migrants near the U.S.-Mexico border are an embarrassment and will pay for their actions. Biden took responsibility for the chaos at the border, but added,
to see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, there's an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
The White House pressed automakers, chip companies, and others on Thursday to provide information on the ongoing semiconductor crisis that has forced cuts in U.S. auto production and to take the lead in helping solve it. Participants in Thursday's meeting, which followed meetings in April and May, included Detroit's Big Three automakers. This is USA Radio News. The legacy media seems to be paying attention to the border crisis now that systemic racism is alleged to be an issue. Patrice Onwuka, director of the Center for Economic Opportunity at the Independent Women's Forum, joined John Bachman Now on Newsmax to discuss the border crisis in light of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's denial of an open border.
They cannot get this border under control. And the legacy media is only now caring because there seems to be a narrative that black people somehow are being targeted, and that this is akin to slave patrols back in the 1700s and 1800s.
Since President Joe Biden took office, he and some congressional Democrats have pushed strongly for the creation of a New Deal-style initiative, the Civilian Climate Corps. On Friday, congressional Democrats unveiled text from the more than 2,000-page reconciliation bill. Among its many appropriations, the new CCC will receive a substantial appropriation. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Okay, well, we might have another hurricane coming. We have it's called Hurricane Sam. and it is expected to resume intensifying in the central Atlantic Ocean, according to weather.com, and they say it will become a major hurricane. It is uncertain where exactly it's going to go and whether it's going to strike the Leeward Islands next week. It became the seventh hurricane of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. This was just within 24 hours after being identified as Tropical Depression 18. They say this upgrade from the National Hurricane Center was based on infrared satellite imagery showing a compact inner core of thunderstorms and microwave satellite imagery taken just before Eastern time showing a little bitty incipient eye. That blows my mind that they have the technology they could do. And I'm looking right now, and it has that little baby eye of a hurricane. It's crazy stuff. You know, I don't remember a lot of my physics and my math and my weather classes that I took in college, but I understand why people are fascinated with meteorology and fascinated by this stuff, because it's so, just the forces. It's horrifying to see what these do, you know, and how they strengthen. But the science behind it is fascinating. Now, they say Sam is about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. But, you know, sadly, as it starts to, you know, take that path, then we will get a little better idea of whether, you know, who's going to get hit. They say it could generate high surf rip currents along the East Coast more than a week from now, even if it stays offshore. They said Hurricane Larry did earlier this month, despite passing east of Bermuda. So right now, it's way too soon to completely rule it out. We do hope it's going to curl north and then totally bypass us. That's what they're hoping. We don't believe it's going to change direction. But it's one of those things where they just want us to kind of keep an eye on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this made headlines. A Canadian man punched and knocked a nurse to the ground after she administered a COVID-19 vaccine to his wife without his permission. I got to tell you, it is getting very, very strange. All sides are taking this way too obsessively. On Monday in Sherbrooke, a city in southern Quebec, a man walked into a pharmacy and accused the nurse of vaccinating his wife. Sherbrooke police spokesman Martin Carrier told USA Today the man was extremely irate. He asked the nurse why she vaccinated his wife without approval, without his consent, and then started punching her in the face multiple times. The nurse couldn't even speak up for herself and even say whether there was her or not, and he started punching her. After attacking the nurse, the man quickly ran out of the pharmacy. The police are still currently searching for the suspect. They do not have a photo or name. He said the suspect was described as a 30 to 45-year-old man with short brown hair, two small ear piercings, and a tattoo on his hand of a cross. The nurse was quickly taken to a hospital, treated for facial injuries. Canadian law does not require spouses' permission to get vaccinated, so I'm not exactly sure what the heck, you know, that was about. We're not sure if it might have had to do with the patient didn't give consent, but the issue with that is if the patient didn't give consent, then the patient wouldn't have gotten the shot, or then the patient wouldn't have known. Like, if somebody really was trying to sneak a shot into them, then the patient wouldn't have known that they got the COVID shot. I mean, unless that's something that some countries are doing, I doubt that's what's going on. But, you know, we always have to kind of look at all possibilities where, you know what, we're going to give you the shot. You know, came in for flu shot. We gave this to you as well. Here's the paperwork. Oops. Oh, you didn't want it? Oh, well, is you're vaccinated. I mean, I doubt that happened. But this man was pretty irate, and obviously he has to go to jail. As of September 11th, they said 68.72% of Canada's population has been fully vaccinated. There have been multiple anti-vaccine and mass protests that have lingered in Quebec. Quebec's National Assembly unanimously passed a new bill that prohibits anti-vaccine protesters from demonstrating near schools, daycares, hospitals, as well as COVID-19 testing and vaccine sites. According to Public Safety Minister Genevieve Gibault, said we must protect Quebecers. We still do so today. Thank you to the oppositions for their collaboration. So, you know, I'm my problem with this whole COVID approach has been the extremes. And when you see the protests, when you see what's going on in Australia, when you see what's going on in America, when you see in Canada, this is something that is something I've never seen. I've never seen the world have to do. And mind you, COVID is a bad virus. It's a bad cat. I get that. But we ain't seen nothing yet. There's worse out there. And so when you see what the world is doing and how they're turning on each other and all the, you know, the resources and the discrimination and the, you know, we'll talk about how BLM in New York is wanting to fight the vaccine mandates as they are forms of racism, something that we had called weeks ago going, you're gonna have issues where people will be in a position where they're going to be discriminating and against, you know, African Americans. So this is not supposed to be where America goes from a public health standpoint. If you want a successful public health policy, then you can't trample on people's rights. You can't discriminate against them. And you can't force certain things. Now, I don't know what happened to this woman in Canada. My guess is maybe she decided to get the shot, went home, husband was irate. She was scared of her husband because of domestic abuse and said, look, it wasn't me. I didn't know I was going to get it. The pharmacist made me get it. And then he went and attacked the pharmacist. So we don't know exactly what happened. Either way, this guy has to go to jail. But people don't want to be forced. They don't want this forced on them. And I understand. I understand both sides. I understand all sides. I like to be balanced. I get it. We don't want the hospitals overwhelmed with people that could have taken care of themselves. But on the flip side, these are not 100% safe. And if somebody asks me and challenges me, and they go, why would you ask me to take something that has the potential to hurt myself? You know, I said, look, I'm here to give you, you know, the best information that I have, and the information I have is the risks of the vaccine exist, but they are less than the risks of getting COVID for some. Some people, when they get COVID, nothing seems to happen. But we also don't know much about COVID. We don't know if COVID causes cancer. We don't know if COVID will sit in the brain and come back a year from now and decide to reinfect the lungs. We don't know enough about it. When people say we don't know enough about the vaccine, they're not wrong. We think we know enough. I mean, there's been science from the 90s used in our vaccine, but I get it's a new vaccine. But what we really have to do is stop this sort of obsession we have. People have gotten obsessed, vaccine or not vaccinated. I mean, it's about immunity. Are you immune or are you infected? That's really what we care about. Sometimes you just need to kind of take everything. You need to kind of filter out all the BS. When somebody is coming to your sports venue, what is it that you want to know? You want to know if they're actively spreading the virus. So then test them. A negative COVID test. But asking if they're vaccinated or not, when vaccinated people can spread the virus, doesn't make sense. I get that people might want to test for COVID. You got to realize that people who test positive might stay positive for a while, just like with marijuana. But if what you're really worried about is the spread, then test people for COVID or look for natural immunity. But asking somebody if they're vaccinated or not, with all the fake cards out there, you tell me you're vaccinated, that means nothing to me. I have no idea if you're lying or not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right.
right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Moderna CEO is predicting that COVID pandemic will end within a year. I love these predictions. Everybody's been predicting stuff with COVID. Oh, it's going to be gone. But summer, the heat's going to kill it. I thought originally when all this was going down last February 2020, I'm like, well, the other SARS ended by last case was May. By July, the pandemic was over. So, yeah, maybe this will be over by the summer. Maybe the end of the summer. Nope. No, we were all pulling stuff out of our retroperitoneum because we just didn't know that we were dealing with something that could have been leaked from a lab or could have been tinkered with. We don't know. So, you know, when people say, oh, yeah, by the fall of 2021 we'll be good. Well, then we have the Delta variant. Now, ideally, okay, if everybody is quote-unquote doing what they're supposed to, shall we say. Not that I agree with being told what to do. But if we did, let's say, reach herd immunity, avoided people who were sick, covered up our sneezing and coughing so we didn't spray it on each other, we could really limit COVID in this country. But that's the key word, in this country. There are hundreds of countries out there that haven't even seen one drop of a vaccine. And the variants are going through there or even being brewed there. And America does not have closed borders. We are leaking like a faucet. And so we have no control of variants coming in. And mind you, I mean, we're America. We need to be able to be a part of the global scene. We need to be able to travel to Europe, Asia, Australia, South America. That's kind of what we still want to live. We still want to work. But sadly, if we could be as vaccinated as we want to be, if these variants keep coming and we still don't know exactly where the original came or the variants could be coming, I mean, if there is sort of any conspiracy theories out there that were immediately poo-pooed and now starting to be entertained, I mean, somebody could still be releasing things. You know, you don't know. Here we are 2 years later still wondering what the heck happened and still going after, I don't know, the fish market. The fish market, please. Well, chief executive of Moderna said he thinks the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic could be over within a year as vaccine production ramps up and doses are delivered around the globe. Now, lower-income nations are still waiting for inoculations. But the pharmaceutical company's CEO, Stephanie Bancel, told the Swiss newspaper News Zürcher Zeitung that he believed there would soon be enough vaccines to give everyone on this earth, and likening a future with the virus to that of flu season, meaning so each year people would get a COVID vaccine and then hopefully keep COVID at bay. He said, we will end up in a situation similar to that of the flu. You can either get vaccinated and have a good winter, or you don't do it and risk getting sick and possibly ending up in the hospital. He continued, if you look at the industry-wide expansion of production capabilities over the past 6 months, enough doses should be available by the middle of next year so that everyone on this earth can be vaccinated. Bancel added that those who choose not to get vaccinated will be immunized naturally as they will likely get the highly transmissible Delta strain of the virus. So somebody's talking about natural immunity. The Delta variant, as you know, has been what has been the primary driving force of the latest cases. And what is interesting about it, and I don't know if it's a blessing in disguise, but many of these Mu and Lambda variants that are supposed to be pretty scary, they are being displaced by Delta and possibly not being allowed to propagate and become such a force because Delta is competing. So if Delta does eventually die off and it doesn't give these other, you know, variants a chance, that could be very good for us. Because, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, if you've ever seen movies get nominated for Oscars, and you're like, wait a second, there was a really good movie that was released that same year, but it's all the timing. So you can have a good movie, but if another movie supersedes it and gets all the sales, then by the time 3-4 weeks are out, many people don't flock to that movie. It might be a good movie, but people might not see it. So that's why you never want to compete with a Star Wars. You never want to compete with a, I don't know, a Matrix or one of these sequels that, or a Marvel movie, because those would always just take the scene. And that's kind of what's happening. These other variants are around, and unless they're allowed to take hold of populations, it's very difficult to be double infected with two different strains of COVID. It's happened. We do have some case studies of people having two different strains of COVID, but it's rare because COVID is very domineering. That's why we've had such low cases of flu. COVID, when it takes over a cell, flu has nothing to bite onto. So hospitalizations are slowly starting to go down. Cases are slowly starting to come around the curve. We still have thousands of cases being reported in India, UK, Russia each day, Mexico, Philippines, Thailand, Romania, Vietnam. So, you know, our approach to this, you know, is not one of, you know, being lackadaisical and saying, okay, well, you know, just let it be and let it run its course. I do like the idea that we're vaccinating, but thinking that we're going to be done in a year, it'll really depend on if these variants get to take hold. How do you stop a variant from taking hold? Well, one is have the variant do what they're doing while another stronger variant is going on, like what's happening in America. B, vaccinate, obviously. Make a vaccine that actually attacks some of the mutations that these variants have. These N501Y mutations. If our vaccines don't have that as the spike protein, then why aren't we developing new vaccines that do? You know, the problem we're having right now is we have all these vaccines, and even the Moderna CEO says everybody's going to get these vaccines. They're producing and mass producing what they originally made. They invented a wheel. Cost a lot of money to reinvent the wheel. We were promised that they could fine tweak these for the variants. And so when we heard that we were going to get a booster, we were like, okay, well then the booster is going to be one that's fine tuned. No. It's the same one we got in December and January. So they do provide protection. Johnson & Johnson is now saying two shots of their shots provide 96% protection against the variants. Some of you were like, wait a second. I thought, you know, they said two shots don't work. Well, that was for wild type. They're now saying for variants it does provide protection because they have studies on that. So these are of the original recipes. And it almost seems like it's easier for these companies to mass produce the original recipe than to fine-tune them. My problem is these mutations are just so ubiquitous. They're the same mutations. So maybe, you know, just take a month or two to revamp it, but I get it. We're going to talk about that. The problem is then it's a whole new regulatory process. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.